You're listening to SBS News.
Monique Bock was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer called anaplastic large cell lymphoma in 2015. She was shocked to learn it was a result of breast implants she had more than a decade earlier.
Who would ever have thought that implants could be linked to cancer? I mean, why would you put something in your body that you know is going to give you cancer?
The mother of three underwent surgery to remove the cancerous cells and the implants. There are more than 100 confirmed cases of ALCL cancer in Australia, including four resulting in deaths. It's prompted the Therapeutic Goods Administration to take regulatory action. It'll suspend eight types of textured implants from sale over the next 6 months, including three made by Nagor, two by Eurosilicon, two more by Polytech, and another by Sabin. John Skerritt, who oversees product regulation for the TGA, says there will also be tighter regulations around notifying the medical monitor about cases of ALCL cancer.
For all the other implants on the market, we're requiring the companies to regularly report safety and immediately report any cases of this ALCL cancer.
Dr. Naveen Samia, the president of the Australasian Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons, says doctors welcome the decision.
We support this decision because this was done with the patient in mind.
Canada, France and the Netherlands have already banned or suspended various brands of textured implants. In Australia, the recall will affect 13% of the supply of breast implant devices in the market. Despite the wide-ranging crackdown on implants, the TGA says the cancer is very rare and it doesn't recommend the removal of implants for women who don't have any symptoms or concerns. But Kirsten Pilati from the Breast Cancer Network Australia says it's still important for women to look out for warning signs.
The very important message is if you see any change, any lumps, redness, then please go and see your physician and have a very open and frank conversation with them about your risk.
The products will remain on hospital shelves for 4 weeks before the suspension comes into effect next month. If companies can prove they are safe, they will be reinstated. Lydia Feng, SBS News.